What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to start taking phone calls from, well, let's start with Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
That one call you had a couple calls back talking about his father getting ripped off. Well, that's what's going on here in South Florida. They're going to post box, and you can't even put your mail out because I've been waiting a year now for the Postal Service. They busted like 10 guys with a ring stealing mail out of the drive-through mailboxes in all over South Florida here. There's a bunch of them. They finally caught this ring, and I'm still waiting to get my money back, and it's a nightmare. They're literally taking a real sticky tape and putting it on a fishing line to push it in the mailbox. And it's pulling people's mail out. They're cashing checks and everything. It's unbelievable. You know, and the fraud here in South Florida for medical is unbelievable. We're number one in the nation. But, yeah, Michael, what I really want to talk about is just so that one guy knows, it's not only about credit cards. They're stealing mail and every other thing in this South Florida area. And it's, they're all over Latin America. It's a disaster. But here's what I want to talk about, Michael. There's two things. The first one is this. This guy, Anthony Weiner, he's gone to jail for sexual problems, but he didn't go to jail for what was on his computer. How did he get that information? And you're talking about the stock market crashing. I believe the Zionists are behind the market. They're doing anything, the left-wing leaning Zionists are going to do anything they can to take down Trump, and they'll use the market as the tool to do it. And also is this, Weiner went to jail for sexual crimes, but he hasn't gone to jail for what he had secretly on his computer. And what was on that computer, and who was he sending it to, Israel? What was Weiner doing with that information, Michael? And Uma Abedin, the wife.
Hang on. Tom, calm down.
Let's get to the point of this.
I'm going to get to the point of this. You need to understand that laptop had originally belonged to Uma Abedin. And they'd shared it, but then she got a newer laptop, and he just sort of took that one over. So there's no chain of evidence that Anthony Weiner had anything to do with Huma Abedin's documents that were left on the computer. Personally, if it had been me, I would have done a clean out, format the hard drive or use an eraser or something like that. But Anthony Weiner was just using it to send his emails and pictures of himself to that underage girl. So that's why he is not being prosecuted for those Title 18 violations. Huma Abedin, on the other hand, should be prosecuted because she put this classified information outside a controlled, secure environment. So did Hillary Clinton. And I'm hoping that as we start ripping away the layers on the scandal, that we're going to see some prosecutions here.
Beautiful. Michael, another thing, the main thing I called you about is this. I'm wondering if you ever heard of a gentleman called Ted Hayes, and I'm wondering if you ever listened to Billy Cunningham, because I listened to his show last night. It was an amazing show. It was almost as good as yours, Michael. And Billy Cunningham had this gentleman on called Ted Hayes. And this guy is exposing the media, exposing the whole Democratic Party and what these Democrats are actually doing. And he was talking about Los Angeles, the homelessness, and San Francisco. He was talking about slavery, how the blacks are the criminals that they are amongst each other and the murders they commit amongst each other. And he was talking about what's going on in L.A. and all the homelessness and how the Democrat Party and that Maxine Waters is behind all this nincompoop stuff. And I've never heard a show like that in my life other than maybe your show with Billy Cunningham, you know, nationally syndicated. And this guy, Ted Hayes, I was wondering, Michael, if you could get him on your show. I was wondering if you could do an interview with Ted Hayes on your show.
I'll certainly try and get him. I've heard the name and I've heard what he's talking about. But, yeah, right now, if you
look amazing.
The worst cities to live in this country, they're all run by Democratic Party machines. Taxes are high. Violence in the streets, infrastructure being neglected because they take all the money and they spend it on all this ridiculous stuff like forcing bakers to make wedding cakes for lesbians.
Well, Michael, according to what I was reading today on the, I think it was Breitbart, there's 119,000 homeless in L.A. alone, in the city of L.A., almost 120,000 yes. homeless people all over that city. And that's not counting San Francisco, of course. But this guy, Ted Hayes, was right on the money, Michael. I wish you could archive Billy Cunningham's show from last night. Because this guy, Ted Hayes, should be on your show telling your listening audience what the real truth is about what's going on with this Democratic Party. They're disgusting. They're despicable. And they're the real deplorables is the Democrats. Not the Republicans. It's the Democrats who are the deplorable ones and allowing this. Look at Detroit, Michael. Look, it looks like an atomic bomb blew up in there, in that place. Now it's getting better a little bit. And you have this moron, Eminem. I remember he made a movie, 8 Mile, and he's on the bus. He's beep, beep. And here, Eminem, why don't you look at your city you're making crap music for, and you look how blown out your city is, which used to be the richest city in the United States in the 1950s and 40s. I mean, it's unbelievable. Well, look at Chicago. Look at all the Philadelphia. Look at Baltimore, Michael. They're cesspools. And Donald Trump's right with what he said about Haiti and all those other countries in Africa. Donald Trump hit it right on the money. Who's kidding who here? It's right on the money. And no, Donald Trump's this. Donald Trump's racist. No, Donald Trump's telling the truth. And I guarantee you that it was the Zionists behind trying to take him down with this economic collapse. It ain't going to happen, though.
Tom, calm down. Take a deep breath. I disagree with you that what is happening on the stock market is in any way intentional. Certainly because all of these power players are personally invested in the market. They don't want this stuff to happen. Congress doesn't want it to happen. They've got huge stock portfolios. The brokers have their own stock portfolios. This basically is something that economic experts have seen coming for quite some time, because the stock market has freed itself from regulation. And as a result, the brokers and the brokerages are playing these games to make the market look like it's better, to make it look more attractive to new investors coming on in. And in the process, they have basically recreated all the same mistakes that led to the crash of 29. And so I agree. I don't think anybody really wanted this. I mean, if somebody saw it coming, they can make a killing on short selling. But I think by and large, I don't agree that this is being taken down deliberately.
Michael, let me ask you this. How much money was sent to Iran under Obama? How many billions of dollars were sent on cargo planes to Iran? Do you know the figure on that?
I don't recall it off the top of my head, but we did the same thing to Iraq when we were done bombing that place. Just huge amounts of money that just vanished into thin air.
Let me ask you this then, Michael. How come it's such a big deal with these Democrats to get $25 billion for a southern border wall when you're giving these guys almost $800 billion in cash money or taking cash over there? You can't give Donald Trump $25 billion and put a border wall to protect the whole country? Well, it's not this Mexican, this Iranian, this Chinese. Who knew? You don't know who's coming through that border. But you won't give the President of the United States what he wants.
Tom. The issue is not how much the wall costs. The issue is the Democrats want wide open borders so they can flood this country with illegal immigrants and refugees on the assurance they will all vote Democratic. And already we're hearing these stories about how these illegal immigrants and refugees are being flown to locations all across the country. They've even sent some out here. And my speculation, of course, is that these illegal immigrants and refugees are being sent to live in districts that currently are just slightly Republican in order to load them up demographically and flip them into blue districts. I think that's what's going on. And that's why we have to have a national voter ID law before this November election.
Well, yeah, Michael, you're absolutely right. And we have to have this be before maybe the economy collapses. So what are you going to do when you have all these millions of illegals in here and the economy's collapsed? And it's such a bad situation where there's no money, the banks are all shut down, it's like 1929 again, and you got millions of more people that are dependent on a welfare state. I mean, come on, this is a total disaster if that were to happen.
Yeah, it is a disaster because if the economy really does completely collapse, supply chains are going to dry up, and we're going to have rioting in the streets, food riots. The illegals, I mean, they're already criminals. They're not going to hesitate to smash the front window of a supermarket and empty the shelves.
There you go. That's it. I couldn't have said it better. And like I said, Michael, I hope you get Ted Hayes on your show and let him give him like a 20-minute segment on your show and let him really discuss what's going on, because the guy's telling it. He's right on, spot on. That guy's spot on, that Ted Hayes. He's spot on. I hope you can archive Cunningham's show last night, because that guy was telling truths like I never heard. And I didn't realize what he was saying about slavery. And, man, he had me. That was really heavy on the segment about slavery and what's going on. It was unbelievable.
Tom, okay. Unbelievable. I'm going to let you go now. Thank you very much for the phone call. We've had a caller who's waiting very patiently on the line, and I really want to get to him. So we're going to move over to Chris in St. Petersburg. Thank you for being so patient, and what is on your mind?
Well, first, Michael, I want to ask, what did you mean by there's a difference between spoofed caller ID and protected caller ID?
When a phone call is being made, there are actually two caller IDs that are being sent. The one that you see on your telephone is the public caller ID, and it can be spoofed very easily if you have the necessary equipment. The second one is an encrypted ID of the originating phone number, and it is available only to law enforcement with their special equipment. So the reality is that if there was actually a desire to track down these scammers, that it's actually possible to find out what is the real phone number that these calls are originating from. But I guess the scammers are just making lots of donations to members of Congress. So Congress just says, well, it's not that big a deal. We don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I tend to believe the same thing, which is why I have not complained about the several spoofed calls I've received from card member services, even though I find online that in 2015, says that the Federal Trade Commission on their own website and other websites shut them down. I'm getting several spoofed calls from my own exchange from them, and by exchange, for those who don't know, that means the number that comes after the area code, and then the three digits are the exchange, and then the following four digits are the phone number. So it's from Indian sounding accents, and they claim to know your credit card interest rate and that they can lower it, but yet they ask for your credit card expiration and your card number and then the customer service phone number on the back of the card. So in order to prevent them from scamming others, if you have the time, which often I do, I waste theirs. And this is how I do it. I use a card number generator for the expiration and the card number. You just Google Visa card number generator, MasterCard card number generator. They ask you which card has the greatest debt on it. They won't waste time if you don't have, say, less than $4,000, $5,000 in debt. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I use Record My Call, which is an app on my phone. And I let them know I'm recording it just so I can understand their offer. And, you know, when they ask you to get your card, I ask, oh, okay, hold on a minute. Hold on. I claim that my brother-in-law's girlfriend is always using it, and she's waking up in the middle of the night and making charges she doesn't remember the next morning for items she doesn't even need and forgetting where she puts the card. Has that ever happened to you? You know, I just engage them in playful banter. And at most, I wasted 40 minutes of their time. After which they call me a fraud, and since they won't honor my request to not keep calling, and I let them know I'll keep wasting their time if they do, one fellow said, we're going to keep calling you. Oh, yes, we will keep calling you. So if anybody wants the recordings of my calls, they can reach me by email. If it would help them, maybe with the Federal Trade Commission, you can reach me at my email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S.
Please, I'm sorry. Don't put your email out over the air. You're inviting a bunch of trouble. I'm sorry. Okay?
All right. Not a problem.
It's against the rules here. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Yeah, the National Do Not Call Registry is a joke. Nobody is complying with it. And one of the ways that some of these telemarketers and scammers get around that is they'll actually have the calls originating outside the United States, where the U.S. government lacks jurisdiction to enforce the Do Not Call list. In fact, there's one marketing company that's headquartered right here in Honolulu, but their call center is in Guam. And so they just ignore the do not call list. And after a while, you start wondering, do I really need a telephone at all? Because, obviously I like to call my wife, but I could do that on a set of walkie-talkies. And everything else that comes into my phone is somebody with a scam or an offer or something like this. All right, another phone call. Dennis in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, hey, Mike. I thought I heard the last week that there was some sea boxes loading or unloading at a port. I think they were said they were loading at a port in Florida that were owned by the Iranians. And I'm wondering who's loading those sea boxes to bring them to the United States. Are they coming from China? And is that how a lot of car fentanyl is getting into this country, let alone possibly the a lot of the heroin?
Well,
I don't know, possible,
but the big stink about that cargo shipping port in Florida is it's turning out to be another deal like Uranium One, where it has now been leased to one of the top Iraqi scientists who, in the run-up to the war, was accused of being part of Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction program. And so that's what the big stink is about that, because, again, the Clintons made a huge amount of money off the deal. A very critical piece of our American infrastructure is now in the hands of foreign interests. And we're seeing basically these elites, Obama, the Clintons, and so forth, they're acting like they own this country because they won the election, and they don't. And they're just selling it off piecemeal for a fast buck. And that was the big stink about that.
Well, see, that's what happened up here when Mitch Daniels was our governor. Next thing we know, our Indiana toll road up here went to sell and sold for 99 years to another company. I think it was either Germany or Australia that bought it. They bought the rights to it and everything for I don't know how many millions, but they raised taxes, you know, they raised tolls on it and everything else. But I don't see anything, you know, done with our roads to it that much to be a
Privatization is where the government will take assets that were built at taxpayer expense, then they'll turn around and sell them off to private ownership, and they'll take that money and they'll basically spend it on whatever they want to spend it on. And again, this is basically robbing the people.
Yeah, because I heard it went from they have I-69, which is from Fort Wayne to South Southern to Indianapolis, and I heard what they did with that money is just take that 69 running from Indianapolis down to Southern Indiana, and they're supposed to go all the way down to Texas eventually. So that's what I heard about it. What happened to it?
Okay, all right, thanks an awful lot, Dennis. We're going to let you go here and get on back to some of the news here. We're talking about computers. We're talking about computer security. Apparently, there is an unpatched flaw in WordPress websites that would allow the site to be taken down with a very simple denial of service attack. And it's been discovered in the WordPress content management system platform. And it's bad enough, it'll allow anyone to take down most WordPress websites, even with a single machine, without using a huge amount of bandwidth. So apparently this is still not patched, and WordPress people are having issues. I just want to see one of these hackers that hack ordinary people arrested and crucified live on national television. I know they go after the hackers that get into the corporations and the government, and they should, but have you noticed that double standard? If it's just us people who are being, you know, hacked into and attacked, could care less. Now, apparently, there is a new botnet that has infected Windows machine. It's called the SMO Minru Miner. It's infected at least 500,000 machines using the Eternal Blue exploit. This is something that leaked out of the NSA, and the hackers are now using it, and they're using these Windows servers to mine cryptocurrency. So thank you, NSA, for coming up with that one and then losing control of it. It has made our lives so much more interesting. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Thank you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, during this morning's stock market roller coaster, volume got so high that some of these computerized day trading companies, their servers crashed. And apparently customers of robo-advisors Betterment and Wealthfront are furious that the servers shut down and locked them out of their stock portfolios. So there's a problem there. Let's take a phone call. Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Is it possible to hack a computer that would be part of the operation of a train or an Amtrak or its tracks? Does a computer have a part in the operation of these transportation systems?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The trains themselves, managing the rail system, they have command centers that look like air traffic control centers. Only instead of planes in the air, it's trains on the rails, and where they are, there are sensors that are built into the rail lines to make sure that the trains are where they're supposed to be. These days, I imagine they probably use GPS as well as a backup. But the tracks are definitely wired with switches and optical sensors to keep the trains running so that they don't bump into each other or anything awkward like that. With a high volume of traffic going on. That being said, yes, anything in theory can be hacked on into. what makes a system like railroad management or nuclear power or just any power station is that the computer system is not connected to the public internet, and that you do have it in a secure room, and you don't allow anybody to physically access the machine whom has not already been vetted for security. And that way, as you can see, we've had very, very few incidents where somebody actually is able to gain access to one of these computers that are mission critical and actually do any damage. So that's the answer to your question.
In theory, you say in theory it can be hacked into, but is not connected to any public, the public? Well, I don't know that I understand that part of it. Well, in other words, someone in India or in another country, I don't mean to put down India, but any other country, they couldn't influence there our systems here then.
No. Again, it's isolated. These machines, these mission-critical machines, are not allowed to connect with the outside internet. And that includes the computers on Wall Street, various banks. They have their own little system, and it's very heavily protected.
Okay. I hope so. Just thought maybe there might be something there that hasn't been talked about. So that's why, I guess, it's protected. If it can be protected, you think that you're comfortable with that? I guess I am.
I'm comfortable with that. I mean, okay. Are you talking about the train wreck?
With
the GOP lawmakers in it. Apparently, what happened there is this garbage truck was on that railroad crossing for long enough where a security helicopter spotted him and radioed the engineer of the train, who got the speed of the train down to just 70 miles per hour when they hit that truck. And as a result, only the front wheels of the locomotive came off the tracks. It's actually going to be a relatively easy fix. I learned a lot about this stuff when I was working at that railroad museum in Washington State. And had it been going at a much faster speed, then would have been a full derailment. And yes, then it would have been spectacular. Yeah. Was it deliberate? I don't know. I understand some members of Congress, some of the people who were on that train are saying they don't think it was just a plain accident. And it certainly would have changed the Congress if a large number of GOP lawmakers were killed or injured seriously. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it certainly would have overshadowed the release of the FISA memo. Okay?
Yeah, the reason I feel – I'll make this quick. The reason I feel uncomfortable about it is because they always say – we won't know anything for about a year, and then I don't ever remember hearing about it after that. So it sounds like they don't want us to know something, but then that's just me.
You're absolutely right. They'll say, you know, let's not have any conspiracy theories. We're doing an investigation, and we'll tell you what's going on. And then a year, they'll release a formal report that doesn't get reported on by the corporate media. We went through that with TWA 800.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, you're welcome. We're going to let you go. Now, apparently, the House Intelligence Committee has, in fact, voted to send the Democratic rebuttal memo to the White House. And so Trump is going to look at it and probably tweet about it. And again, it's going to be very hard for him to not allow this out. He's being set up. If he blocks it, if he vetoes it, then the Democrats and the corporate media are going to have a field day saying he's covering it up. He's covering things up. And apparently, let's see, something has gone wrong with our... Okay, something has gone wrong with our little communication system here. I'm not getting text messages anymore. All right, I'm going to try and fix this over the commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take these phone calls, as you know, there is a big problem with the faking of friends and followers online, where you have celebrities and politicians out there saying, I have 15 gazillion people following my account and listening to my words. A lot of those are fake. And over in the Daily Mail, they wrote this article about how Twitter followers are vanishing by the millions from celebrity accounts as the government has opened a probe into social media black market for bots. And celebrities like singer Clay Aiken, Baroness Martha Lane Fox, reality TV star Lisa Rinna, British rowing Olympic champion James Cracknell, actor John Leguizamo were all exposed as having purchased fake followers by the millions, hundreds of thousands. Great British Bake Off judge Paul Hollywood went as far as to delete his Twitter account in shame after it was revealed that he bought roughly 600,000 of his Twitter followers. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Eric in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, aloha.
I hear you.
Hi. I inherited a house here in Tennessee, Northeast Tennessee, that I would invite you and Claire to come live here, and I will give it to you for a year free.
Well, that is very generous of you, and you know, it's not the housing that's the issue. It's the cost of getting from here to the mainland. When we moved out here, when I was doing Final Fantasy, the company paid for the move, and the bill came to about $8,000. Now to move back, I mean, there are certain things that we you know, obviously we're going to leave the furniture behind and get all brand new and everything, but all the computer equipment, the production equipment, Claire's music equipment, Claire's harp, all of that stuff, we can't replace. And so we're going to have to take it. And the last estimate that we had out here was that's going to cost about $25,000. And so we're...
Okay. All right.
What I'm
happy
hoping,
to hear that. I might be able to help you because I inherited this house that's worth about $300,000, and I might be able.
Well, that's a very good thing to inherit. And the other issue, of course, is what I'd like to have happen, and it may happen now that we're starting to see this watershed moment where the government is acknowledging the independent media had the story right on what was going on with FISA. I'd like to see some, you know, RBN to start getting the kind of money it deserves to have, and then RBN can pay for Claire and I to move to Texas, and basically I can use their studio to do the show and everything. Well, thank you, Eric. That's a very generous offer. I thank you very much for it, and we're going to switch
I'll
over
put it
now
out
to
there just in case it's a last resort, you know.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're trying to work on it. Actually, we've reached the point where we're starting to look for a newer car. And although with this morning's stock market stumble, we may have to hold back on that as well and just hang on to what little cash we have. So let's, Eric, again, thank you very much. And we're going to switch to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, commenter in the YouTube comments makes a very good point, but I know some of the details, his name is Mike as well, by the way, about how air gap computers could be compromised. I know neither one of these things is the exact means, but if you'll allow me to expound for a minute or two. First of all, North Country Radio used to sell a kit for what they called a current carrier transmitter where you could plug it into the wall and it would use the wires in your house as data transmission cables. It was modulated at 300 kilohertz. Number two, if you remember more than a decade ago, they tried broadband over power lines, but they had to ditch it because it was too noisy. It would swamp out, the RF noise would swamp out a ham radio at 100 yards. But with more than a decade to develop the technology, I bet you a dollar there is a way to get into mission-critical computers via the power lines.
Well, see, here's the problem, okay? In order to send and receive data over the power lines, and yes, they would use the neutral line, you have to have both ends of the system set up to transmit and receive data. And so,
well, maybe, maybe.
Yeah,
when you're talking about RF, you know, when you're talking about transmitting RF over power lines, maybe. Also, if you recall, it's very primitive, but they used to use vary the 60 cycle signal, you know, the modulation of AC electricity to reset clocks and all the hardwired AC clocks in schools.
Well, they did it for everybody, for the home clocks to keep them running.
Yeah, yeah.
And what it is every night at midnight, in order to not throw off things like the old cathode ray tube TVs would use that 60 hertz signal as part of their synchronization. At midnight, they'd basically throw some extra cycles or take some extra cycles off there to keep the clocks accurate. And they still do it today, although most accurate timepieces are now working over the WWV transmitters.
Right.
Like my watch.
All right. I also had an idea how Trump could bring immigration to a standstill. You remember his executive order saying if you make a new regulation, you have to neutralize two of them, revoke two of them. Well, I don't think regulations are subject to judicial review, so they could just bog down the process of immigration with
Well, it's not the legal immigrants who are the problem. It's the illegal immigrants, and so the regulations aren't going to have any impact on them.
Right. Well, you know, it would make it more difficult. So, I mean, it would make amnesty.
How does more regulation make it more difficult for illegal immigrants who are ignoring the regulations to come to this country?
We could make amnesty nearly impossible.
Yes, I think. Yeah.
You know, so there you go. But that's all I got for you. Keep up the good work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again. Let's talk about human-caused global warming. A lot of it out there. Apparently, over in Sweden, schools and trains have had to be canceled from the heavy snow. Now, over in Sweden, they're used to heavy winters, and this one has been exceptionally so. Over in Moscow, they just had the heaviest snowfall ever recorded in that city. Remember back in March of 2000, they were saying snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Nope, still getting snow. Story coming out of the Daily Mail, the carbon Nazis are out there trying to get funding. They want to build literally a sunshade to halt global warming. And apparently the United Nations has weighed on in saying their plan is economically, socially, and institutionally infeasible. Apparently they wanted to put a chemical sunshade up there, something in orbit, some kind of spray that would reflect sunlight. We already have that. It's called clouds. Story out of Natural News. Apparently an economist, just to tell you the educational background that we're dealing with here, has come on out saying that the opioid crisis is caused by human-caused global warming and not the doctors and not the drug companies. They're good people. They're innocent. It's global warming that is making patients take more and more of those medications. Speaking of medications and illnesses, this flu is really getting out of control. Story out of the Daily Mail. Schools in flu mayhem as child death toll climbs. Campuses closed in 13 states to disinfect classrooms. Apparently, in some school districts, one-third of the students are staying home. But, of course, that's what they were told to do. At the first sign of illness, they are being kept at home. Story out of the Daily Mail again. Apparently, this high schooler, soccer player, 16 years old, nothing wrong with him, perfectly fine, apparently came down with the flu, was prescribed Tamiflu to treat his influenza, and within 24 hours of starting the Tamiflu, he committed suicide. And the parents are convinced that the medication had something to do with it. And apparently Roche is saying that Tamiflu is not fatal, but there are apparently reports of children hallucinating or attempting suicide after being given this medication. But it makes money. And that makes it okay. And after all, it's only a few kids. You know, you guys are making such a big fuss over nothing, really. This is a very alarming story. This is coming out of Mercola.com, where apparently the FDA has released a draft document calling for homeopathic remedies to be treated the way regular prescription and over-the-counter medications are treated. In other words, oversight, regulation, safety testing. Now, this added regulatory burden is probably going to put a lot of homeopathic companies out of business. And it really is rather ridiculous because the vast majority of homeopathic medications are simply derived from plants. There's no manufacturing involved other than grinding things up and putting them in a caplet. There's no chemistry. There's no recombining of molecules. But right now, homeopathic products are close to a $3 billion a year industry. And the Orthodox medical industrial complex apparently thinks that money ought to be theirs. Now, last week we were reporting on how the director of the CDC resigned. And the story back then was that she had invested in tobacco stocks, even though the CDC's mission is supposedly to end smoking in this country. It turns out there was, in fact, a little bit more to the story. Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald was investing in shares of vaccine maker Merck. And Merck makes a lot of the products that are promoted by the CDC. Very obvious, clear-cut conflict of interest. CDC promotes more vaccines. Director of the CDC makes more money. Now, Dr. Suzanne Humphreys is famous for speaking out about vaccine injury. Apparently, she's receiving death threats. We know that a lot of homeopathic practitioners, challengers to vaccine orthodoxy, challenges to the cancer orthodoxy, seem to be dying under very strange circumstances. So they're out there protecting their products line. That's what it is. They're protecting the profits. Profits above all. Profits about the health of the patients. Profits above safety and efficacy. We've got the product out there. We've got to keep selling it. Well, maybe, maybe not. Over in the Philippines, they have a somewhat different attitude. Article out of the Activist Post, their vaccine for dengue fever has been pulled out of usage over allegations it's connected to the deaths of 14 children. Apparently, they're using the anti-dengue vaccine Dengvaxia. And apparently, Sanofi, the drug maker, revealed that Dengvaxia might actually increase the risk of severe disease in people who had never been exposed to the virus. Now, this news created an uproar in the Philippines, where more than 800,000 school-aged children had been vaccinated with the drug in 2016 alone. They're just rushing this stuff out the door and selling it willy-nilly. It's amazing. Okay. California's war on off-grid independent homes. Apparently, people who are building homes off-grid out in the wilds and wilderness, California is now demolishing their homes and, by extension, making these people who wanted to build their own home away from civilization homeless. Now, ABC News is now reporting on the human trafficking crackdown. 510 people arrested, 56 rescued in California. So that's one of his promises that Donald Trump is keeping. And I think it's a really, really good thing because we're basically talking about people who are being trafficked for sexual purposes. Young girls, young boys, underage. And interesting that it's not getting more coverage considering how sensational it is. But then remember how they shut down all reporting on the Franklin scandal. Apparently, a special agent with the Internal Revenue Service has been arrested on attempted sexual assault charges. And apparently it came from a police sting earlier this month. They were targeting potential sex offenders who had arranged sexual liaisons with people they thought were children that they found on social media. And among five men arrested was 44-year-old Kevin Millen of Ellington, who's an investigator with the Internal Revenue Service. Nice people over there. Remember D.B. Cooper? Big, huge mystery. Guy got on a plane, hijacked it, had a parachute, got his money, bailed out, never seen again. All kinds of shows about him. And apparently, they've identified the guy. He's this Vietnam veteran, and he's linked to the CIA. And let's see. I accidentally forgot to copy the guy's name on the story. Robert W. Rackstraw. That was his name. And looking at the photo, yeah, it's definitely him. It's definitely him. So the mystery's been solved. Now, here in Hawaii, there is a legal battle going on, and it sounds like a classic case of lawyers deciding they want to commandeer somebody's money just because they're old. And it's a big fight with Hawaii's last surviving princess. And I know this lady, we met during an event in Haleiwa some years ago. When we come back from these commercials, I will share the story with you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So I'm sharing a story that's local news around here, and it concerns a 91-year-old multimillionaire, Abigail Kauanakoa, and she's considered Hawaii's last surviving royal princess. And Claire and I met her several years ago at an event up in Haleiwa. And apparently her lawyer went to court to get himself declared her guardian and trustee, claiming that she'd had a stroke and she was incompetent. Now, Abigail says she's competent. All of her family says she's competent. And she's fired the lawyer. But the lawyer is still in court. The fight is still going on over who's going to control Abigail's $215 million fortune. Now, Abigail has spent much of that fortune on some very good things here on the island. For the last 60 years, she's paid the electric bill for Iolani Palace, which doesn't get any funding from the state. And if you get here to Honolulu, you do need to visit Iolani Palace. It is the only royal residence on U.S. state soil. And she's funded a lot of other things. And she's done really good work. But the lawyer basically just seems to think that because she's 91 years old, that he can just take control of that fortune, which would give him a tremendous amount of power and influence on this island. And unfortunately, he did get the judge to agree. So I hope she prevails. But sometimes the arguments over some of the royal money can get very intense. There was this big stink some years ago where the Kamehameha schools were sued to allow non-Hawaiians to attend. They're superior schools. They're very good schools, better than Hawaii state education system. And that goes back even before Common Core. But in the will of the Bishop of State, it says this is a school for Native Hawaiian children, because at that time, the Native Hawaiian children were excluded from all educational opportunities. So they set up the Kamehameha schools for the Hawaiian kids. And they got a very good reputation. And these fights just go back and forth over the money here. And finally, again, apparently there's renewed interest in the death of actress Natalie Wood. Interestingly enough, The Great Race was on just yesterday that Natalie stars in. And they're focusing on Robert Wagner, which for those of us who've been around the industry is no surprise. But let's face it, Wagner got away with it. He's 81. He's had his life. He's got enough money where his lawyers can keep any prosecution of him on appeal until he dies of natural causes. So unfortunately, sadly, tragically, he got away with it. India is going to be landing a rover on the moon in April. They're sending an orbiter, a lander, and a surface probe to explore the lunar south pole, where they're expecting they're going to find a lot of frozen ice water, which would make building a colony much more interesting. Finally, they had an 8-hour spacewalk on the International Space Station to install a new antenna. 8 hours later, they unfolded it. They had it pointed in the exact wrong direction. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please donate what you can. Keep us on the air. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.